here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
How annoying. You've had a big day at work. You're driving home somewhere between Logan and Pimpamar. Next minute, pop, 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 pop.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's four tyres.
Yeah.
M1.
Oh.
Over 20 cars, all their tyres done on the M1 because some bullfed tradie forgot to secure his roofing screws and nails in the back. Now, they did report at 5:30 News on Channel 9 that it could have been deliberate, but then they clarified that at 6 by saying no.
No.
It was a tradie losing all the screws.
Yeah.
So, and some people maybe one wheel, which is bad enough because, you know, you don't really know in the beginning. You're like, oh, something's going on with my steering.
Mm.
But some had four tyres.
And normally, you know, you got one spare, but you never really got two. But what I find best about this, imagine doing that with tacks on a cycling track.
Look at his smile.
You're loving it, aren't you?
He does.
You're a shocker.
You looked up, psychopath in the dictionary.
It's so true.
Now it's psychopath. Noted with great interest yesterday that President Donald Trump, who's our President of the United States for about the next 70 days, has ordered his staff to begin the transition of power to Joe Biden's people.
Oh, yep. Yes.
Finally. But then goes on Twitter and says, no, we're going to win this. It's amazing. I love watching this guy. He's never going to give up. He's never going away. In his mind, he'll always be the president.
Yep.
I don't know if you know this, but when they were transitioning from Bill Clinton, through to George W. Bush, right? When they were that transition of power was taking place, the chief of staff for Clinton ordered everybody in the White House to take the W out of their keyboard for their computer, and they all did, so they couldn't write George W. Bush.
Oh. That's funny.
That's so good. And it looks like they want to charge us to go to the beach.
Can you let this go?
No. This is what everyone needs to know this. The Life Saving Queensland, Surf Life Saving, they have struggled to raise a lot of money during the year, like of all the charities, and they're saying, okay, well, the best way for us or a good way for us to get a little bit of money in is by charging people to go to the beach. They want to say, if you've got a gold coin donation, by all means, chuck it in the tin, all those areas that are patrolled because they do need a lot of equipment. If you like it or hate it, that's just their suggestion at the moment.
Stop taking it so literally. As we explained before, it's a clever way to fundraise. They're saying a dollar an hour. Isn't that a nice way to look after the lifesavers? And if you want to be a tight bum and not do it, well, bah humbug to you.
And that is what you need to know.